Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. On behalf of the Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio, I welcome you to the November 2021 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. This special occasion is being broadcast live from the courtroom of the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center in Columbus on the Ohio Channel, and we are also streaming online. I want to welcome my colleague, Justice Patrick Fisher, who will speak to us from the courtroom as well. And I would like to acknowledge our fellow justices who are watching remotely, Justices Sharon Kennedy, Pat DeWine, Michael Donnelly, Melody Stewart, and Jennifer Bruner. By necessity, this is our fourth consecutive virtual bar admissions ceremony. Two distinguished speakers in recorded remarks will congratulate you and give you advice as you step up as a member of the bar. They are Dean Benjamin Barros of the University of Toledo College of Law and the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, David Lefton. Appearing live via Zoom will be the Honorable Judge Mark Wiest of the Common Pleas Court of Wayne County. Judge Wiest is chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. I also want to mention that this event reflects the diligent work of the Supreme Court's Office of Bar Admissions. The office worked tirelessly to coordinate with the National Conference of Bar Examiners to provide a testing event of high quality and high security. For those of you who have passed the bar exam, today is a great day. It is a wonderful occasion, too, for your families and friends. I would be remiss if I didn't say that you have overcome extraordinary challenges brought on by the pandemic. Most of you are from the law school classes of 2021. That means almost half of your law school experience took place during the COVID pandemic. During that time, you adjusted to remote class schedules, you followed different protocols for the bar admissions process, including how you provided critical information to the Office of Bar Admissions. The pandemic affected how you applied and interviewed for jobs, clerkships, and externships. It also made studying for the bar exam more difficult. That's not all. You also had to make arrangements to take a remote bar examination and learn the ins and outs of navigating the remote process. When there were technical issues, you showed resiliency. Have I forgotten any challenge? Oh, yes. Many of you worked while you were in law school. Many of you had parenting duties as well, some of you as single parents, and still you passed the bar. You passed the high bar of working through a pandemic that was unexpected in its fury and its staying power. That makes this day, your day, much more special. I know that my colleagues on the Supreme Court remember the same feeling of relief you experienced when you saw your name on the list of successful applicants. Now you are poised to use your success in a variety of ways. Some will practice law in the traditional sense, that is, representing clients, individuals, and businesses. Others will use their law degree and admittance to the bar to teach, to work in-house for nonprofits, to work as a public servant, to become entrepreneurs, and the possibilities are limited only by your imagination. For those entering the professional life of an attorney, you know that much will be expected, no, demanded of you. Across America and the world, attorneys play a critical role. The legal profession is an essential cornerstone of our democratic institutions. Without the legal profession, the rights and freedoms that define our culture and our democracy would not be possible. I urge you always to remember the role of our profession in today's world. Your capacity to promote change will lift us up as a profession. Hold on to the skills you learned in law school, yet be inspired by the possibilities that change can bring. When you see the need for change, be brave and start a conversation. That is the first step to all change. From this day forward, you will strive to find solutions to problems, both big and small. Do so with dignity. I talked about the struggles of the pandemic and what you had to accomplish to get here, yet in that time, you didn't merely succeed, you thrived. I can prove that with numbers. Of the 964 aspiring lawyers who sat for the most recent exam, 708, or 73.4%, achieved a passing grade. Now the news gets better. Among the 824 first-time test takers, 82.3% received passing scores. That's impressive. All I can say is you are members of a very accomplished class. While law school is in your past, remember that learning isn't. You will be amazed at all the things you have to learn, even though you pass the bar. And with any luck, you'll be learning for the rest of your life. No matter how you use your law degree, remember to strive to be professional. Avoid arrogance. Be humble. And most of all, be kind. Practice those attributes and you will help elevate our profession. By choosing law as a career, you have chosen wisely. Your countless hours of study are about to open a whole new world for you. As your journey as a lawyer begins today, I will give you a bit more advice. Don't worry if you haven't secured that dream job yet. That's okay. Don't be discouraged. Use this time as a gift. This could be an opportunity for you to provide public service and sharpen your skills at the same time. For example, with evictions and foreclosures on the rise due to the pandemic, you could become a volunteer mediator. Countless fellow Ohioans and fellow Americans are disadvantaged and need legal advice. Think about how you can use your growing wisdom and expertise to help them. Volunteer your services with the Access to Justice Foundation or Ohio Legal Help. Pro bono service is an excellent way for you to help yourself as well as needy clients. Pro bono work goes hand in hand with the privilege of practice of law, because it can change lives. Think about it this way. Helping others will build your confidence in applying the law and advocating for clients. As a member of the Ohio Bar, you have obligations to your clients, your peers, and the public. And remember, no profession disciplines its members as aggressively as the legal profession. But place yourself way above that circumstance from the beginning, from today. As an advocate for your client, remember that a trial won't be the solution for every case. It's your responsibility to recognize all options to help the parties reach a solution. Consider opportunities such as alternative dispute resolution, of which mediation is one form. Always remember that you are not alone. The State Bar, as well as your local bar association, are great resources. Get involved, and you will see the doors that are opened. Also, the Supreme Court has created a mentoring program to assist you as a new attorney. The program pairs you with an experienced attorney mentor, someone you can rely on to help you navigate your first year out of law school. Information regarding the program will be sent to you after this ceremony. Please sign up. If you find yourself in a situation where you suspect you're facing an ethical challenge, stop. Consult your mentor. Get advice from a lawyer who has been in the practice longer than you have, and follow that advice. Know the rules of court for each jurisdiction in which you practice. And one thing I always say at this event, never show up for court on time. Be at least 15 minutes early. Now, you're about to take your oath. As a new attorney, you will pledge fairness, integrity, and civility. Be an example of that every day. I urge you to build the very best reputation you possibly can. To whom much is given, much is expected. Whatever you do, maintain your integrity. You've worked hard to get here. Loved ones have cheered you on. Your parents, your grandparents, spouses, partners, significant others, children and friends, law professors, deans, and teachers, all of them proud of you. They have watched your remarkable diligence during these difficult months. Today, they applaud your success. Be sure to thank all of them and pay back their love by working to become the best attorney you can be. Presiding over the bar admission ceremony is one of my favorite roles as Chief Justice. Therefore, on behalf of the entire Supreme Court of Ohio, I say, congratulations, well done. You have the power to lead your community wherever you go, whether it's small towns or big cities. Remember to start your journey with humility and respect for your clients, opposing counsel, judges, and court staff, and fellow employees. In any situation, it's pretty hard to be upset with someone who is showing respect for you. Showing respect should diffuse most tense conversations. Then the listening can take place. It is a tradition to have a law school dean speak on behalf of all of the deans of Ohio's law schools. I would like to introduce our first speaker, Dean Benjamin Barros of the University of Toledo College of Law. Dean Barros.
May it please the court. My name is Ben Barros, and I'm the dean of the University of Toledo College of Law. It is an honor and pleasure to be with you on this very special day. Admission to the bar is the end of the journey that began when you started law school. Your legal training is now complete. After years of hard work, you have qualified to practice law. It's worth pausing to think about what you've achieved and how you've grown. You came into law school knowing very little, if anything, about the law. Now you're licensed lawyers. You've achieved all of this in extraordinarily challenging circumstances. Completing law school and passing the bar is difficult enough in ordinary times. It's even harder in the midst of a global pandemic. COVID has been incredibly difficult for everyone, yet you have overcome this background level of stress, remote law school classes, and a remote bar exam. You have my great admiration for having the perseverance and fortitude to reach a goal that is difficult even in the best of times. Admission to the bar is the beginning of a new journey. You are now attorneys entitled to practice law. Your law license makes you among the most powerful people in our society. You are free to use this power in many different ways, but I encourage you to think about three things as you begin your career as practicing lawyers. First, law touches everyone's lives, often in times of great need, but not everyone can afford a lawyer. Please use at least some of your time providing legal services to those who cannot otherwise afford them. You can think of this as a matter of professional obligation, but I hope that you come to find that it can also be a matter of personal reward. As lawyers, we can make a tremendous difference in people's lives, and I'm confident that you will get great satisfaction from providing pro bono service to those in need. Second, the rule of law is the foundation of our society and our democracy. The rule of law depends on our professional integrity and our willingness to stand up for what is right, even when it is difficult. A few weeks ago, Toledo Law honored Tunji Abayomi with his Distinguished Alumni Award. Tunji is Nigerian. In the 1990s, when Nigeria was under a military dictatorship, Tunji stood up for human rights and the rule of law. As a result, he spent more than a year as a detained political prisoner. I will be honest with you, I have no idea if I would have the courage to stand up to a military dictatorship in this way. I hope that neither you nor I ever have to find out what we would do in that circumstance. I am pretty sure, though, that there will be times in your career where you must choose between doing the right thing and doing the easy thing. It's worth reflecting on how difficult it might be to choose between standing up for the rule of law, for what is right, for the truth, on the one hand, and what is easier for your career, on the other. Third, on a happier note, I encourage you to think about what you want to achieve in your career. After all, it is your career, not anyone else's. I encourage you to define your own success and choose the path that seems right for you, rather than following the path that others might expect of you. On occasions like this, it is always worth reflecting on and thanking those who helped you along the way. So today, be sure to thank the family, friends, and loved ones who helped support you throughout law school and your preparation for the bar. I hope that you stay in touch with your law school friends. More than 25 years after I graduated from law school, my law school friends are some of my closest friends in the entire world. I hope the same will be true for you. On behalf of the faculty, staff, and administrators of your law schools, I want you to know how very proud we are of you and your achievements. We look forward to following your career success as you do great things as practicing lawyers. Congratulations, and welcome to the profession.
Thank you, Dean Barros. Our next speaker is the leader of the Ohio State Bar Association, President David Lefton.
May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor, justices of the Supreme Court, honored guests, and most importantly, our applicants. I am David Lefton, and on behalf of the Ohio State Bar Association and your soon-to-be colleagues, let me begin by saying congratulations. You did it. Though I wish we could be together in person to celebrate, nothing, not even COVID-19, can take away from your achievements. In fact, you've demonstrated a resilience and commitment that will continue to serve you well as you enter the practice of law and begin this new phase of life. I want to talk to you today about some simple, important lessons that have served me well in the 34 short years since I was in your shoes. In a commencement address that went viral about 7 years ago, Navy Admiral William McRaven famously advised that you can change the world by making your bed. When I heard another speaker repeat it recently, this time at my daughter's graduation, my wife and I had a good laugh. You see, I am the one in our house who makes our bed every day. Now, while I would like to think I'm a pretty good lawyer, I hesitate to compare myself to a decorated Navy SEAL. But this one thing we do have in common, and his underlying point really resonates with me. If you make your bed, you will have accomplished something before you have even left your home or opened your computer. And that one small thing under your belt, you go on to accomplish the next thing and the next until you've assembled a pretty productive day. Doing the little things well also adds up to doing big things well. I practice in a mid-sized firm and pride myself on good client service. I try to return calls timely, ask them how they are doing, take an extra minute to make sure my emails read correctly. I double-check my work. These little things add up to having loyal, long-term clients and a successful practice. As you sit here, don't worry about your earning potential, what vacations you'll take, or cars you'll drive, or even paying off your student loans. Focus on serving your clients and doing your job well in little ways, and great success, however you measure it, will follow. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a plan or goals, but another lesson I've learned is not to be so rigid about it. Life doesn't have to go according to even the best laid plans. When I started practicing law as a young associate, I was unmarried and focused solely on making partner. That was my plan A. Well, plan B, if you count wanting to play for the Reds as a child. Then life happened. I got married, had kids, I started coaching soccer, and I joined the Bar Association. In the few minutes I have, I can't give you the whole story, but I can tell you that now, well into plan S or T, each of these changes in plans have led me to great experiences, relationships, challenges, and adventures that have made for a wonderful life far more interesting than what I had in mind. And speaking of joining the Bar Association, I wouldn't be a very good OSBA president if I didn't tell you to become a member, or if I failed to mention the text to join number now magically appearing on your screen. Join us not for the discounts on CLE or the fabulous gifts we plan to send you. Do it for what it will contribute to your professional success and personal happiness. This is not an exaggeration. Early in my career, at the urging of a more seasoned attorney, I not only joined, but really got involved in the OSBA and the ABA. I have learned more through these networks and experiences about being a good lawyer than I did in law school, and I've made lifelong friends. By the way, you are going to meet a lot of fellow lawyers. Not all will be your friends. But another lesson I have learned is to always be civil and help one another out. Through your bar association or just colleague to colleague, share information and give willingly of your knowledge and your expertise. Your kindness will be reciprocated and it will make you better at your job. This also goes for clients. Giving generously of your time and advice gives you purpose and meaning. After more than 3 decades in practice, I still consider it a great honor to be entrusted to handle some of the most important decisions and matters in my clients' lives. That very expensive piece of paper you are about to get affords you the same privilege, and I hope you use it well. The road you have chosen will not be easy, but you have the training and skills to meet the challenge. And along the way, remember to do the little things well, and the big things will take care of themselves. Life will rarely happen according to plan, embrace the twists and turns, and join the Bar Association and always be generous to colleagues and clients alike. These are all part of the secret sauce that will give you the purpose, success, and ultimate happiness I sincerely wish for you. Thank you.
Thank you, President Lefton. Now it is my honor to introduce Judge Mark Wiest of the Common Pleas Court in Wayne County. Judge Wiest is chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. This will be the beginning of our virtual swearing in. Judge Wiest, do you have a motion?
I do, and thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, and congratulations to all of you who passed the bar. I am making this motion from my courtroom in Worcester. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2021 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you, Judge Wiest. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. I now have the distinct honor of administering the oath. I would like for all applicants to stand where you are and raise your right hands. Applicants, once I administer the oath, in order to swear yes, you have to click on the swear / affirm button on the polling feature. If you will repeat after me, please. Raise your right hand. I state your name. Do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations, attorneys. Now, to speak on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court, it is my pleasure to welcome Justice Patrick Fisher.
Thank you, Chief. To the audience, congratulations. You passed the bar exam and now you're on the cusp of being a lawyer. And you're thinking to yourself, now what can some old guy like me tell you about being a lawyer in this modern era? And anyway, this is just probably just another long and boring speech I can just forget, just like those speeches at graduations. Well, instead of giving you some highfalutin language you'll forget, I thought I might as well just list 10 day-to-day practical suggestions on how you might be able to succeed as a lawyer. I thought that might be of some interest to you, that is, you being successful as a lawyer. So if you have 7 or 8 minutes to stay awake, please listen to my top 10 ways on how to be a successful lawyer in Ohio. And if you don't like them, please feel free to forget them, but let us start. Number 10, please press unmute when it's your turn to speak during a Zoom conference call. It will save everybody else online from yelling, "You're on mute." Number 9, please don't forget to pay your registration fee to the Supreme Court after this event. You can't begin practicing law until you do so. And remember to pay it every biennial period so you can keep your license. Number 8, please remember to take time today, as others have said, to thank your parents, spouse, partner, sibling, children, professors, or whomever for helping you through law school. They help because they love you and support you. Or if they're your parents, maybe they just wanted you out of the house or for you to start paying for your own cell phone service. For whatever the reason, they deserve your gratitude. And please let me tell you, I know they deserve that gratitude. Well, I've been to this event in numerous capacities. Like you, I participated as someone who passed the bar exam. I also participated as the parent of someone who passed the bar exam. I've participated as president of the state bar, and I've participated as a justice of the Ohio Supreme Court. So while I know you did most of the work yourself, I'm sure there were others behind you helping out along the way. So please do not forget them. Number 7, join the Ohio Supreme Court mentoring program mentioned earlier. Become a mentee. The mentors will not only help you during the program, but many will become someone you can talk to years from now and get really good advice. Cost you nothing, it's free. And when you've been a practicing lawyer for 5 or 6 years, please also volunteer to become a mentor yourself to help someone else. Number 6, as noted, please join your state bar association or local bar association, or better yet, both. They provide great opportunities for you to meet other lawyers, including those your own age in the Young Lawyers Division, people with whom you'll be practicing for decades. And for the first year or so, joining is free. The bar associations also provide committees and sections, which will constantly provide you with great updates and information you will need as you practice law throughout the years. Join. Number 5, please follow the ethical rules as set forth by the Supreme Court of Ohio. You just spent 3 years working hard, at least spending lots of money for law school classes and passed a difficult bar exam, and you don't want to lose your license after all that effort. The rules of professional conduct are your minimum requirements, and they are the backbone supporting you and your fellow lawyers' conduct every day. Number 4, in addition to the ethical rules I just mentioned in number 5, please try to follow the professionalism guidelines promulgated by the Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism. If you go to the commission's website, you will see many documents talking about the do's and don'ts of how to be a good lawyer in various circumstances, like taking a deposition. Read them, follow them, and your reputation among lawyers in your community will grow positively. For these guidelines are a list of the best practices for Ohio lawyers, and they are an especially great help for new lawyers, too. Number 3, do your best at whatever you do, especially as an ethical and professional lawyer. Your clients will love you, and the courts and the opposing counsel will respect you. Most importantly, you will sleep real well at night. Number 2, wherever you go, whatever you do, please remember the oath you've taken today and remember why you became a lawyer. Either write down the oath on one side of a piece of paper and why you became a lawyer on the other side, and put it in an envelope in that little drawer in front of your desk and open once a year to review. In the alternative, copy down the oath from online, add a few sentences about why you became a lawyer, and put that in your computer's calendar for November 8, today's date, and set it to recur every year on that same date for the next 40 years. It will come up annually to remind you of the best of you being a lawyer. And number 1, as mentioned by the dean, please speak up for the rule of law. If the rule of law does not prevail, think about it. You're out of a job permanently. All that time in law school and studying for the bar would be for naught. But more importantly, speak up for the rule of law, because without it, to paraphrase a rather well-known lawyer, our nation of the people, by the people, and for the people just might perish from this earth. So whether it's speaking up for the independence of the judiciary, or talking to a grade school or high school class on Constitution Day, which is September 17 each year, you will help the future of this state and this entire nation immensely by speaking up for the rule of law. And please don't let someone say to you, well, Shakespeare was quoted as saying, let's kill all the lawyers. If they do, just remind anyone who says that, that statement is taken out of context. And the real goal in that play was to kill the lawyers, so to kill democracy. And that's why the rule of law needs your support every day. I hope at least some of these 10 limited pieces of advice will be of some help in making you the successful lawyer you want to be and making you successful throughout your entire career. Thank you, and may God bless each of you and your families. Chief.
Thank you, Justice Fisher. Congratulations again to all of our new attorneys. While we would have enjoyed handing out your certificates personally, we will rely on the U.S. mail to get them to you, with best wishes from the court. You do have one more step to complete. You must register as an attorney with the Office of Attorney Services at the Supreme Court. You will soon receive an email from the Office of Attorney Services with instructions. Pay attention to it, please. You will see how to complete your registration and how to sign up for the mentoring program that both I and Justice Fisher mentioned earlier. Through the registration process, you will receive your attorney registration number. That's the number that you will use on all court documents for the rest of your career. Once again, on behalf of the Supreme Court of Ohio, I congratulate you for your achievement. Thank you for taking part in our virtual bar admissions. It is an honor to be with you on your special day. This concludes today's ceremony. Thank you, be safe, and God bless. Marshal, will you please adjourn court?
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.